Chapter 1. Gateshead Hall. Jane Eyre was an orphan. She lived with her aunt, Mrs. Reed, at Gateshead Hall in the north of England. Mrs. Reed and her children, John and Eliza, were cruel to Jane. One cold winter afternoon, they were in the sitting room.
Look, Mama, here is Jane.
I am not pleased with your behaviour, Jane. I don't want you here with my children.
But what have I done, Aunt?
Don't ask questions, just get out.
Jane went to the library and took down a book.
Why do they hate me? Everything I do is wrong.
After a few minutes, John came in. Jane was afraid. He was bigger than her, and he was a bully.
What are you doing?
I'm reading.
He hit her in the face.
These are our books, and you have no right to touch them. You're only an orphan. You shouldn't live with gentlemen's children. You should beg in the street.
He threw the book at her.
You wicked boy!
What did you say? I'm going to tell Mama about you.
He tried to hit her again, but now she wasn't afraid. She pulled his hair.
Ow! You hurt me!
Mrs. Reed came in with Bessie, the servant.
Jane, what are you doing attacking Master John?
Take her to the Red Room and lock her in there.
Jane's uncle, Mr. Reed, died in the Red Room. After that, nobody used it.
I'm afraid of this room, Bessie. Don't leave me here.
You have to learn to behave yourself properly.
Alone in the dark room, Jane thought about her unhappy life.
They all hate me. They don't want me here. My uncle was kind to me, but now he's dead. And he died in here.
Suddenly, a strange light flashed across the room. Jane was terrified.
What's that? Help! Bessie, let me out!
What's wrong, Jane? Are you ill?
Please put me in another room. I'm so afraid in here.
Then Mrs. Reed came in.
What is all this noise?
Please forgive me, Aunt. Punish me some other way.
Silence! Now you will stay in here even longer. I'll teach you to control your violent temper.
The door was locked again, but this time Jane fainted from fear. When she woke up, she was in bed, and the doctor was looking down at her. She knew that he was a kind man.
Are you all right? What happened to you?
Oh, Dr. Lloyd, I'm so unhappy here.
I see. I'll speak to your aunt. Perhaps you could go away to school.
Yes, I think I would like that.